Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Hey, I have a controversial topic today. This is so controversial that I don't even... No, I'm just playing for it. But it is controversial because there's always been a question of what is a project coordinator different from a project manager? Again, what is a project coordinator different, or I should say versus a project manager? First, as we always do, I'm going to give you 3, but before I can give you those 3, I got to set the foundation. So first, let's understand what a project coordinator is. So, and their job duty. So a project coordinator is an individual that assists the project manager on making sure that the plan, that the communication plans, basically all the plans are up to par. They also assist with being able to chase, or you see I use the word chase, but be able to contact the project staff, or excuse me, the project team, when they're actually, when updates are due, or just making sure they're following up and staying persistent and consistent. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with this, family, that maybe you haven't normally heard when it comes to these two comparisons of a project coordinator and a project manager. But again, like I said, their project coordinator is their key thing is making sure that they're following up with stakeholders and assisting the project manager. Now, a project manager, their job functions is to make sure that they are adhering to everything. And I mean everything. So they're responsible for the project as a whole, making sure that the project stays under budget, make sure that the project comes in on time, making sure that the scope and the quality of the project are aligned and aligned on what was agreed upon as per the charter and the planning aspects of things. So when you're looking at that, family, I want you to keep in mind that there's a lot of overlap between the project coordinator and the project manager. But this is what you're not going to hear, what most people are not going to say. What makes the project coordinator, or I should say the project manager, different from the project coordinator is the project manager, when the project is not going well, they're held accountable. Not the project coordinator, the project manager. The project manager is the face of the actual project to make sure that the team collectively is doing everything that they said that they were supposed to do. Now, a project coordinator, they don't have those same pressures that a project manager has. But for me, I have to be honest with you, I love working with project coordinators because the project coordinators I've worked with have really been hungry to get to that next level of being able to be an actual project manager. But with project coordinators, how they're so supportive of project managers and why I truly believe that a project manager needs project coordinators is because you're so busy, especially if you're running multiple projects as a project manager, trying to chase down all of the people that owe you something. And I know that's your job, but just imagine you got four people that owe you something on times, let's say you got 6 projects. That's 24 people you need to be trying to track down all the time. And so having a project coordinator, it allows you to kind of push some of those duties onto that resource so you can focus and stay crystal clear about what the vision is of the project. Stay crystal clear on where the project is at. Stay crystal clear if the project has got off track, and partnering with the right resources to make sure to find alternative ways to bring the project back on track. So there's a lot of overlapping duties, and I've always wondered of this, because like I said, project manager gets the big, like they deal with the heat, the disappointment, the frustration, the everything else. But I also think that the project coordinator has stress as well, because they're being, especially most of the time, project coordinator, I don't know what the year span is. It could be 2 years, it could be three, it depends. But most of the time is zero to three years. And a lot of times what will happen is that by partnering with a project coordinator, partner with a project manager, it's sort of like a baby in steps. So this is how I look at it. And I'm, again, no judgment. I'm not trying to, because I was a project coordinator, so I can say this openly. It's sort of like if you've ever watched or even heard of where when you have a baby that's trying to learn how to walk, and let's say there's another kid in the house, that baby will walk faster if there wasn't the baby will walk faster with the older kid, let's say their older sibling. If now let's say they didn't have their older sibling it would take them longer. What am I trying to say here? What I'm saying is with a project coordinator, they can ask the project manager questions or scenarios before they have to actually go and do it and see what the results are. Because if you have an exceptional and experienced project manager, they can guide you and say, here's another example. Let's say you're the project coordinator, you gave them the reins to go run this meeting because something has come up, and you say, hey, I'm gonna be late, probably 15, 20 minutes late. So, and I don't want this meeting to not happen. So if you can go ahead and run this meeting, and I know you can because you're being coached by one of the best. So you say, hey, this is what you need to be cognizant of. These are the sort of things that may happen along the way. But again, I don't want to take away from you. I won't tell you too much because I need you to develop those muscle, that experience muscle, to know so you can be prepared and you can start creating a project management toolbox of not just templates and tools as far as what they're saying, as far as like when I say tools, I am talking about Microsoft Project, smart sheets and things like that. But I'm also talking about additional tools as well of being able to use emotional intelligence, because that's a huge tool. So I don't want to micromanage you and try to tell you step by step by step, because you won't learn anything from that. But what I will do is give you a framework. I will give you guidance. I will push. I will encourage you to help you to become an actual project manager. Because again, family, a lot of the project coordinator and project management job duties, they truly do overlap. Only difference is one is just considered more senior. But if you were really to sit these two things down, a project coordinator and a project manager, and say, I'm not going to put a title what the name is, a lot of the job duties will show an overlap. So that's why when someone says, hey, how can I become, what's the fastest way to become a project manager? And I'm like, that's not a good question to ask. The better question to ask is, what would you recommend as the steps to become a project manager? I'm always going to recommend that you become a project coordinator first before you become a project manager, even if you do it for a month or 2 months, because again, it's giving you a chance to see how different project managers work and being able to take from those different styles. And when I say take, I don't mean steal, I mean model after some of the things that you liked and things that you didn't like that they did. You just don't include them. So then you create your own style. And I'm not telling you something that I think. I'm telling you something I know. And that's what I did, is when I would partner with different project managers, I would be taking their notes, basically sending out their meeting minutes, following up with people. And I had a chance to learn from these different project managers to say, okay, yeah, I really love how they lead meetings, or, oh man, there's too much dysfunction in this meeting, or there's too much dysfunction in this actual project schedule. We need to firm this up a little bit. We need to make sure we're holding them accountable when we set the baselines. So family, I'm saying all this to say that stop wanting to skip a step of not being a project coordinator. And again, that doesn't mean that you can't just automatically become a project manager, but you're going to miss something really amazing about the aspects of being a project coordinator. Because to me, I really feel like you're more protected of being able to make the mistakes that you need to make in order to learn faster from somebody that's actually doing it or have done it for years. I hope you enjoyed today's content. Today, again, what? No, I'm not going to do that. Yes, I have to. What is a project coordinator versus a project manager? Until next time, this is Boy ED. I'm out.